Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the fans of Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, their record label, or any other source. The use of this podcast and its contents are to be used for personal use only. Do not distribute this or any materials, as it is unlawful. Given to Cast is not responsible or liable for any wrongdoing by any individual.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Holder, and you're listening to Given to Cast.
This is Eli, and you're listening to Given to Cast.
Hey, all you Pearl Jammers, this is Todd, Dave, Craig, Ray,
and Nick
from 10. Welcome to Given to Cast.
Hey guys, Mario Aguilar with Given to Cast. It's our 19th episode for the week ending July 21st, 2006. And on this week's episode, we're going to do the week in review. We're going to play our song of the week. We're also going to play our rare song. And we're going to dip into the mailbag and read an email from a listener. First off, I wanted to go ahead and thank you guys for all you guys who actually voted for the podcast on the podcastrewards.com website. Voted for Given to Cast. I really appreciate it. It wasn't a lot of people, but it was at least a couple people did, and I appreciate that tremendously. The awards have been, the nominations have been closed, so if you were going to do that, you kind of have to wait till next year, I guess, but I appreciate y'all's comments and your emails as well, mentioning how you like the podcast, and so I'm grateful for that. Want to also invite you guys, if you want to email me, you can give it a cast at grandecom.net. Email your name and telephone number where you'll be Sunday afternoon between 5 and 7, and you can be involved with our trivia call out contest. It's a contest that we call you and ask you a trivia question about Pearl Jam. You get it right and you will get a t-shirt. And we are also going to give a limited edition poster decal. It's a picture of one of the posters of sometime this tour. I have a few pictures of posters, and I'm going to make them into decals. I'm not selling these, so don't ask me to send you one for some money. I'm not doing that. It's just going to be as a prize. A printout. It's going to be a decal you can place on your mirror, or any kind of, if you have a vehicle, put it on that, or if you want to stick it on something, you can. It's going to be a very simple decal. Nothing very elaborate or anything, but it will be something that nobody else has, and you cannot buy anywhere. So in any event, those are going to be the prizes if you do answer correctly on Sunday. So please send me your names and numbers, and we'll put you on the list and get you in line for the call out contest. We will keep trying till we get a winner. So the more people who sign up and the points get it wrong, I'm going to go on to the next person and so on. And we'll put you on the next episode. Also, if you're interested in being interviewed interviewed on Interview with a Fan, you can do so by sending me the same information, or send me a voicemail through the Skype line. You can do that. You can also check up on things on our MySpace site at myspace.com/givingtocast. Okay, guys, and this week in review, Pearl Jam will join U2 in Hawaii. It's official. At last, we can confirm the rescheduled Vertigo 2006 shows. U2 will hit the road again in November, starting in Brisbane on November 7th, and U2 will play further dates in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan before finishing in Hawaii on December 9th. Now, the December 9th show, Pearl Jam will open up for U2. In Honolulu, Hawaii, and if you're looking for tickets, I think you're going to have a heck of a time trying to find them, but that should be an awesome show and a great way for them to finish off that tour as well. Also in the news, there's been a report out for the top tours of the mid-year. The top 100 tours of 2006 grossed a combined of $1.012 billion. which is a whopping 38.5% above the $730 million generated in the first half of the year of last year. So that was pretty good. And if you're wondering where Pearl Jam ranked among the people and the top 50 tours, they were number 14. People beating or above them are Madonna, the Rolling Stones, Billy Joel, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Circus du Soleil, The Delirium Show, Celine Dion, Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Coldplay, George Strait, Luis Miguel, Aerosmith, and Rascal Flatts. And then there's some other bands that Pearl Jam had beaten or have got better, or done better in the tours this year. They beat Dave Matthews Band, Nickelback, U2, NXS, and Motley Crue, and some other acts as well, like Depeche Mode and David Copperfield and Kid Rock, Black Eyed Peas, Nine Inch Nails. Beat them all. But as we know, it's Pearl Jam is number one in our hearts anyway. Let's see here. And other than that, we'll be looking forward to these weekend shows. The Gord shows are going to be out in Seattle. If you guys are interested in doing reviews, please send them to me at givingthecast@grandecom.net, or you can hit my voicemail line and record a short review. We'll play on the next episode. You can do that by dialing 361-288-1801, or you can type in givingthecast if you're a Skype member. So, you guys, that's this week in review. Okay, guys, it's time for that Song of the Week, and this week's Song of the Week is going to be taken from the VH1 Storytellers show, and it's the song that Eddie rewrote for, I guess, the times that we live in. It's called Here's to the State of George W., and he's going to talk a little bit about how he came up with the song, who's the original person who wrote it in his story. So take a listen here. It's the Song of the Week.
The song has evolved a bit, and it was written by a guy called Phil Oakes, and he wrote it as a song about the civil rights movement in the 60s in the South, and it was titled Here's to the State of Mississippi. And then in the early 70s with Vietnam, he used the same song and rewrote it and revised it, and then it was called Here's to the State of Richard Nixon. And on the last Vote for Change tour that we did, Tim Robbins was on board for that, and he revised it, and this is that latest revision of Tim's, and I've made a few alterations to update it of what's happened since November 2 years ago. But perhaps my daughter, who's little now, but when she grows up, maybe she'll have a version of her own. But I truly hope that she won't have to.
Here's to the judges of John Roberts, who wear the robe of honor in their phony legal form, and justice as a stranger when the partisans report, when the court elected the president, it was the beginning of this war. Here's to the land you've torn a cord on. John Roberts, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's thanks to the government of Dick Cheney. With criminals posing as advisors to the crown, and they hope that no one sees the sights and that no one hears the sounds, 'cause the speeches of our prison are the ribbons of a clown. Oh, here's to the land you tore up the heart of. Dick Cheney, you find yourself another country to be part of. To the churches of Jerry Falwell, all across once made of silver, oh, now it's turned to rust, and the Sunday morning services preach in fear of men in love, and God only knows in heaven they. Trust, oh yes, to the land you've torn out the heart of. Jerry Falwell, you'll find yourself another country to be part of Alberto Gonzalez. Yeah, Congress will pass an act in the panic of the day, and the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay, and freedom of speech is dangerous. I've even heard them say, to be part of.
They can cut this part out later. I don't know if Phil Oakes meant to do this when he wrote this song, and I don't know if the chords have been changed, but not only his words, they're saying what they're saying. But if you look at my left hand, while you're playing it,
and here's to the businessman of George Thoreau, who wanna change the focus from Halliburton and Enron, and their profits like blood money spilled out on the White House lawn, and to keep their hold on power they use in terror as they come. Don't care which side that they are on. Oh, here's to the land you tore out the heart of. George W., find yourself another country. Yeah. to be part of.
Okay, guys, it's time for that email from one of our listeners out there. And this week's email comes from Robert Saldana, and he's from Laredo, Texas. And he writes, "Hey, Mario, I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know how much I enjoyed your podcast, episode 18. I only discovered your blog and podcast today, but I've already subscribed to it in iTunes. I live in Laredo, so it's nice to know there's such passionate fellow fans of the greatest band in the world so close to home. I recently attended the Santa Barbara show. Couldn't risk the boys skipping the South entirely, or waiting for the spring for that matter. And I'm forwarding some photographs of the show to you." And by the way, you guys, I will be posting on the blog, if you haven't seen already, since this podcast has come out. The pictures are on my blog, so take a look at givenacast.blogspot.com. He goes on to say, needs to say, it was an amazing experience. Anyway, keep up the good work, and let us know immediately on your blog if you hear anything from about some Texas shows. And he goes on to send me link, which will be our rare song today. So first off, I want to talk to you, say thank you very much, Robert, for sending me this email. I'm glad you hooked up with the show, and if you wanted to tell all your friends that are fellow Pearl Jam fans like yourself, hook them up to the show. It'd be great to have more people listen to it, and I hope we can get with you and maybe even do an interview with a fan, kind of a review of the show. You got to take a look out there in Santa Barbara, and in the event, drop me a line and see if you're interested in doing that. I'll drop you an email as well. And I do appreciate you taking the time to write that email. Nice words, very kind of you to say that you like the podcast so much, and I appreciate that. In any event, we're going to go on to play our rare song now. And this week's rare song is from Robert Saldana. And here's your rare song, All Along the Watchtower.
It's been a rare song.
Serving.
And I'm not sure why, but this feels like a San Francisco song. And it's, I think we're gonna play the shit out.
Confusion.
Okay, guys, well, that's the end of the show this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for our 20th episode of the Big 2-0 on the 28th of July. It's a Friday, where we'll have more news, more information about what went on the second leg of the tour, and hopefully have some reviews from some listeners out there who are taking in this weekend's shows at the Gorge, and of course in LA and San Francisco and the West Coast. And hopefully we'll get some set up for the Europe and Australian tour as they come along here in a couple of weeks. So until next week, you guys, y'all take care, y'all rock on, and God bless.